Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Come on!
He is strong. He is powerful. He is David Duford. He is the founder and CEO of DavidDuford.com, virtual insurance agency helping new and experienced agents all over the country become top producers. He's also an author and a coach. I'm excited to have you on. David, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, I'm gotten to the insurance business completely out of accident. I don't grow up wanting to be an insurance agent, I can tell you that much. and kind of stumbled upon it. The Great Recession, if we can recall that, if your listeners are around back then, kind of hit everybody hard and needed to make money, didn't know where to go, and doing some research online, stumbled across the insurance business. And because I was desperate, I jumped in and to this little niche called Final Expense Life Insurance. Did well for a little while, then failed out of the business, came back after getting a real job, my first real job ever. I was an entrepreneur prior to that, and realized how much I hated that, and got the inspiration to get back in and do things right. I strayed from the fundamentals, and did well, formed my own agency, kind of a virtual-based insurance agency to focus on training coaching agents to be top producers versus mass recruiting, because there's kind of an MLM type of feel in this business. If anybody's actually looked into it, you know what I mean. And really just developed my agency from there and written books on different topics with insurance sales. Do a lot of content based around helping insurance agents on YouTube. And I'm glad to be here.
Nice. From necessity comes innovation. So I think that obviously we have some horrible experience from the Great Recession, and I appreciate everything you said. So you talked about how you stopped doing things right and you strayed from the fundamentals.
Right.
Is maybe do you find that most people who are in the business of insurance understand what those fundamentals even are?
No, I don't think so. And it's worse now than it ever has been. Because all you have to do is get on Facebook, even YouTube or some social media, and if you're involved in some of these niche-based groups that focus on the subject matter, you're constantly pulled in different directions that this is the way to be successful. No, this is the way to be successful. And some people are true in their intentions. Other have biases. Maybe they want to sell you leads. Maybe they want to recruit you into an organization. Maybe there's just some underlying motivation that you as a new agent aren't aware of. And that this kind of noise is something that I've talked about in a lot of my content, that just you get distracted from what has been proven to work, the fundamentals. And if anybody knows anything about fundamentals in any business, I can only speak to insurance. It's usually the boring stuff that you have to repeat over and over and over again. And people take it for granted. They're looking for shortcuts, the hacks, as the young people say today. And success, you can't hack success. You have to follow proven principles and strategies over the long haul. And that's really where the magic, I guess you could say, is.
Yeah. Well, I certainly appreciate that. And just assuming that somebody knows what those fundamentals are, just human nature says once something's working great, we're going to stop doing it.
Success begets success, right? It's true. It really is.
Why do people, once they actually know what those fundamentals are, why do they stop doing it?
Yeah, I think there's some, it's a great question. There's some element of novelty, there's some element of constant distraction and gurus in your ear telling you there's a better way. Because sometimes the best way or the strategy that's successful is going to have some kind of downsides. I commonly tell my agents, look, you know, your successful people have problems too. Like the most successful agents, they're hearing no more than they're hearing yes. And as a new agent, for example, when things are going well for me, I started to think maybe I want to hear no less and hear yes more. We all do. But there's always good and bad in any kind of system. And I think the mature person has to be able to accept both the good and the bad. in order to make it work. So I think these kind of temptations to avoid pain or to avoid maybe some of the downsides of a business model kind of pull you to it. I mean, we all kind of envision, you know, there's kind of a saying in our business, the underwear agent, the guy that sits at his home, he's in his underwear, he takes calls, people just throw their checkbooks at him and buy. Like, it's this fantasy, it's this idea, but it's not something that actually is true. You know, you still have to sell people, you still have to work. And so I just think that it's probably the beginnings of someone's career that doesn't have a lot of maturity and time in the business to understand that there's good and bad in anything. And you got the faster you accept that and you got something that works and you can scale it, you can deal with bad and good at the same time. And if you're bored, get a hobby, you know, get a dog, I don't know, do something. Yeah. You know, don't let your job be kind of your outlet completely for your creativity. Because if you're like me, I mean, I got out of the business the first time around.
This episode is brought to you by Money Alignment Academy. If you are looking for a financial wellness platform for your company, your organization, and your employees, check out moneyalignmentacademy.com or click on the link in the notes of the show.
I think that everything you just said makes perfect sense to me, and I've certainly seen it. In personal experience, I'm guilty of wanting to chase shiny objects and seeing a situation and having success and then wanting to innovate on it. And the idea of don't let your job be your outlet for your creativity, I think that that's so key. And so if you can actually help people to embrace that and practice it, then they'll stick to what actually works. So.
Right. Well, not you know, it's okay if if there's a creative outlet in your work, there should be. But it shouldn't be your only outlet. You know, there's, and again, I can only speak for insurance sales. This is a boring business. It's been around in the same form for decades. We know what works. When we take a new agent on, we don't tell them you got to create some newfangled marketing idea. We say, here's a couple of different strategies to market. We've already tested it. It already works. Here's a sales system. Follow it. We know it works. We've duplicated it time and again. You don't have to be creative. You just have to execute on a strategy. And that's harder. It takes discipline to do something like that. You know, because again, there's always this constant shiny object syndrome that so many people have. And it's just, you know, it's hard to discipline that and relegate it to something else outside of work in a lot of cases.
Yeah, I think that that's really interesting also, is that it is really, really hard to stick to a system. You know, like sometimes people think, oh, it's easier and there's a way to hack and a shortcut this. But the reality is you need to get up and follow that system every single day. And that is not easy.
Yeah, that's where the magic is. I mean, everybody's looking for the silver bullet. The silver bullet is in disciplining yourself to a strategy, not for a day or two, but for years. And you'll find your edge inside of that because the vast majority of people just don't have what it takes or won't slow down and discipline themselves for whatever reason to do that. And, you know, that would be my advice to any newer agent or somebody looking to get into this business is, you know, find a system and discipline yourself to it. You're already above 90% of the people in the business, believe it or not.
Yeah, no, it doesn't surprise me. So I spent a good amount of my career selling life insurance, for some pretty good companies. I was in the business for a long time before I found something called the one card system. Is that something you're familiar with?
Al Granum, right? Yeah.
Yeah. So and just this, just beautifully simple but very, very complete and robust process for successfully doing it. And I just, people had the hardest time actually even reading it and then actually following
right.
it.
And so getting the saran wrap off the book's the hard part, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's obviously just a very human thing and everything you've been talking about. Is there, have you found that there have been people sort of on the cusp of sort of doing it and you see them sort of slipping away, and it even happened for you. So how did you change your behavior?
Yeah, I think it was ultimately a maturation process for me. I came into this business with an ego that I knew how to market. I knew how to be creative. And the idea that I could do something better than the de facto standard. And again, we are told that that's a good thing, that disruption and all this is good. But it's interesting. It never dawned on me that there are these multi-million-dollar organizations nationally that, you know, have the money and capability to test these marketing pieces. And why did they arrive at this piece and not something more elaborate? It never did dawn on me that maybe I'm not so special. Maybe these other organizations went through that process, and the best that they can produce to scale their agencies to get their agents' results is what I'm actually using. So there's a bit of this kind of ego drive here, and not a lot of really contemplation about, does my experience actually, is it relevant in this business to disrupt what works? And that drew me away from the fundamentals, because what I was attempting to do with this strategy is develop a new marketing strategy where I didn't have to hear no's, I would just hear yeses. And funny enough, I did reduce my no's and I did make sales, but it didn't even compare at all to what my normal marketing strategy was, which is this boring strategy that's very generic, very typical in the business. And it cost me my business in that first year. And most people don't come back from that. So I talk a lot in my trainings about avoiding, you know, this kind of distraction, you know, to upend the process versus disciplining yourself. Because I lucked out. I got a job and I hated it, thankfully, and it motivated me to get back into insurance. But this time around, to actually follow what I was taught originally, which was working quite well when I first started, to stick with it this time, not just for a short period of time, but permanently. So, the thing is, you know, you don't have to be creative to do well. You have to be disciplined to do well. You have to have focus. And, you know, in our business, at least, we know what works, and we answer a lot of those how do we make sales and business questions through our process, and all you have to do is follow it. And if it were hopefully that easy, I would be retired by now with all the agents who are successful, because it's, right, it's tough to discipline.
Yeah, no, 1,000%. How difficult is it to recruit people to get into this final expense space?
Yeah, you know, it's, as I've been on YouTube and I've developed a little following over the past, geez, like 7 years now, it's gotten easier. But the thing with the insurance business is that anytime there's economic fallout, the insurance business does well. Mm-hmm. People, frankly, get desperate, right? I mean, I was desperate when my personal training business was faltering during the Great Recession. You know, when things like that happen, people begin to open their minds. They look for opportunities where they otherwise wouldn't. And therein lies the opportunity for insurance. The nice thing about insurance sales, it's an easy business to get into. All you need is a license and to pass a test. That's to get the license. That's it. But it's much more difficult than most people ever imagine, because there's a lot of organizations in this business that, you know, we say drink the Kool-Aid. They are multi-level marketing. They push this concept of mass recruiting. They show you their fast cars and airplanes and all that nonsense. But it's like a sleight of hand. They don't tell you what they're doing to you to take advantage of you, paying you really low commissions, not really giving you the full scoop on how the business works. And so there's this kind of effect in this business that most agents fail. I would project somewhere around 90% of people fail every single year that come in. It's a huge failure rate. And the biggest reasons why is there's not a real focus on training and development as a sales agent. It's more based around recruit your friends and family and then have them recruit their friends and family and all this stuff. And it's a shame. So, you know, you have to, as somebody who doesn't focus on that, I'm focused on training agents to sell, not recruit. You have to fight against that idea, because a lot of people get that sense. And, you know, I'm not saying multi-level marketing is wrong. It's just there's this perception a lot of people have that it's a scam or it's a pyramid scheme. And you got to fight up against that. You got to fight back against that. And I guess the big thing I'll finish on this is the advantage I have being in YouTube is I'm a content creator. You know how it is, George. If you create content, people eventually get to know, like, and trust you. And so you develop a relationship through people with media, with content. And that gives me such an edge, because they see that I'm not another one of these guys that are trying to do the recruitment bit to them and, you know, work their network and that kind of thing. You know, I'm sincere. I want to help. Yeah, so by the time they find my content, it's a different conversation, because I have this ability, right, to create this relationship with content that other people don't, that might be paid marketing, and they don't know how to develop the baseline for a relationship that differentiates you between some recruiter that wants to do an MLM bid on you versus somebody who actually cares and wants to develop you as an agent. So the nice thing is with the content strategy, by the time I talk to somebody, they're convinced that, okay, Dave's different. He's not out to get me. He actually wants me to do well. It's not all about recruit, recruit, recruit. And it's such a game changer for me. You know, organic's my biggest strategy now in recruiting, and I love it.
Well, David, the people are ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Yeah, bottom line, focus, guys. You know, find what works. Put all your intent into it, all your focus and energy, and put blinders on. It's a function of time and focus. I think that's what success ultimately comes to. And don't get distracted. Stay on task. Stay focused. And keep working your system. And you'll find an edge in that that many other opportunities won't give you.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets come on.
Come on.
David, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can people engage with you?
Yeah, if you're interested in looking at how my agency works or just in learning the insurance business, I got tons of free content, tons of more information. If you go to daviddufort.com, you'll see all sorts of information there. Check out the links in the top. There's a free new or aspiring agent resource guide to learn more about the business as a whole. And feel free to reach out to me. Just click the contact button on the page. And nice to speak with you guys today.
Yeah, nice. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show David your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to daviddufort.com, daviddufort.com. Check out all the great resources and take advantage of the work that David's put in. Thanks again, David.
Thanks, George. Bye.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.